This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's an honor to welcome back to the program Chris Saxman, who has been a member of the Virginia House of Delegates for quite some time and had some breaking news just a few days ago when he announced, Chris, what did you announce?
My wife and I actually got out of town for a night or two.
How about that?
No, that's not it.
And that's a rare thing for a member of the House of Delegates, isn't it?
To get out of the House. Yeah, I announced on Friday that I wasn't going to seek re-election.
And I'm sure there were a lot of conversations with friends and advisors and especially family leading up to that decision. Shed some light on this for us. What's going on?
Well, I've been working on several projects, two for over a year, and one recently for about the last 6 or 7 months. They're not involved in active party politics that you normally think about in politics, and I just got to the point at which I had to make a decision and where my heart was going to go. Was I going to stay in the House of Delegates that I love? I love working with just about every member of the House. I love the institution, the Virginia government, but I decided that the initiatives that I have started have great promise and hope to do some very good things for our state and country, and that's just where my heart is leading me, and that's what I decided to do. Very difficult decision, but I think once you make it, it's easier to get through it.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was a difficult decision for you because I know how much you enjoy what you do in the Virginia House of Delegates. So tell us now what you will be doing, and I, if I'm correct, one of those things that we have spoken about on this program.
Yeah, it's School Choice Virginia. Very passionate about making sure that the children in Virginia get the educational options that they so richly deserve. We, I think, can create a system that will provide those options. We do it for higher education, and why we can't do it for K-12 is beyond me, but we're going to struggle to do that. And I'm excited about that. I've been working on that for over 5 years, and I think it's time to turn the legislative reins over to somebody else and take up the cause at a different level so we can create more of a support behind it. And then some other issues on rebranding, repositioning, conservatism, and then also one involving my Catholic faith. So I'm real excited about these initiatives. When you get the passion going somewhere in the direction in policy, you just got to follow it and say, I've served 8 years for the constituents of the 20th District. I feel great about what we've been able to accomplish. Miss it terribly when January, I guess, 13th comes around. There's going to be a big pit in my stomach that I'm not down there, but I will have known that I made the right call.
We're honored to be talking with Chris Saxman, joining us live on Charlottesville Right Now, shedding some light behind the scenes about his recent announcement that made headlines that he had decided not to seek re-election. Tell us, if we can, talk about a couple of things you're going to do in more depth. The school choice efforts. First off, there's a website, I'm sure.
We do, schoolchoiceva.com.
That's right, yeah.
And a Facebook page, and probably coming soon to a cell phone near you, Twitter. We've worked at this thing. We've pounded and pounded and pounded in the House. We've been able to get in the House for 5 years. We just haven't gotten any success out of the Senate. Sometimes I hate to put it into a sports analogy, but if you're given to the same running back year after year after year, play after play after play, that running back is going to say, well, can someone else carry this thing? Because I'm getting kind of beat up on it. Not that I'm beat up on the issues, it's that I think there might be a better face for this issue legislatively, and I can work on developing some broader themes and broader strategies that can help get it passed.
Yeah, you might be able to be more effective not in elected office, in other words.
Yeah, there's been some of that when I had three significant bills killed in the same day in Senate committees last year, and I walked out, and people said, are you upset? I was like, no, I expect not to win every vote and not to get every vote, but after a while, you got to figure out different strategies and implement them, and they said, yeah, well, you definitely got a bullseye on your back because everyone was thinking I was running for statewide office, and okay, well, if that's going to hinder me in getting something done for the betterment of our Commonwealth and a lot of kids out there, maybe I should take that bullseye off my back so I can get those things done for those people that I've been working for.
We're talking with Delegate Chris Saxman, who will not be seeking re-election this year to the Virginia House of Delegates. Tell us, Chris, what is it that the school choice group that you work with, and again, folks, it's schoolchoiceva.com, what would you like to see happen, and what's the biggest impediment right now to realizing that vision?
Well, I'd like to see, my vision for education is that every kid wakes up ready to go to school and ready to learn and excited to go to school. I mean, can you imagine in Virginia or in America or in the world that every kid wakes up wanting to go to school to learn? I mean, when you set a vision, you want to set a pretty big target that focuses your eyes on the horizon. That's always been mine. I used to be a teacher. I've seen what it's like when environments change for kids, and they come in and they get it, and the light bulb clicks, and they just go. It's an amazing metamorphosis that can take place in a child's life if you just change the environment of their education. So whether it's a tax credit, whether it's public charter schools that Bob McDonald is pushing right now, it's great to see Bob McDonald get out in front of school choice this year and push the public charter schools. Unfortunately, Creedies hasn't taken a position on that, to the best of my knowledge. And we've gotten some traction there, and it'd be nice to have an administration that's open to more choices in public school choice and also offering options for the private schools. I think we're just at that point where we've got to make some changes.
We're talking with Chris Saxman. The other thing that you're going to be doing, the other passion that you have, you mentioned rebranding conservatism.
Yeah.
Flesh that out for us. What's this all about?
What I've been driving at in my time in the legislature is, you know, I like to work on things that work. Policies that actually produce results for people at lower cost, at better value, higher quality, those things work. Those things are largely inescapable. You know, school choice works. Some people don't like it because they're in the leadership of the teachers' unions, and they think it's going to take money from schools. The fact of the matter is it doesn't. It provides more money for public schools at the same time. You know, certain things work, and policies work, and there is a time-tested value of conservatism that fleshes a lot of these things out and shows that, you know, certain policies, once implemented, that don't work, you shouldn't be doing again. Object lesson and what not to do at the federal level these days, but more to the point, we've got to get back to what functionally works for the citizenry. And conservative principles, when applied, work. We just have to be able to show them that they can work and do work, and that's one of the things I'm trying to reposition and rebrand.
We're talking with Chris Saxman, member of the Virginia House of Delegates. And Chris, for folks who don't know you, the few people who might be listening who are new to Central Virginia who don't know you, share with us a little Chris Saxman 101 and tell us about you were serving in the House now for the last 8 years, right?
The last 8 years. Well, first of all, if you're new to the Central Virginia, welcome to the greatest state and the greatest nation in human history. We're glad to have you here. Please obey the rules and pay your taxes on time. what's 101 Saxman? I don't know. You know, just trying to be a better person every day and recognize that government should be limited. And sometimes when you have to limit government, you have to limit yourself and your role in it so that you can go off and do other things that will have a larger impact for society. And I think I'm going to head in that direction.
Let's talk a little politics. What is who do you think will run for your seat now? With Stanton and Augusta, that part of
All of Highland County, all of Highland County, half of Augusta, all the city of Stanton, and the lower portion of Rockingham County. It's a great district. I was told it's bigger than Rhode Island.
You're kidding?
yeah. When you total it all up, it's bigger than Rhode Island.
That's one of the most beautiful parts of Virginia. It really is.
Oh, it's Highland County, just. Western Augusta County, the views out there.
Oh, it's incredible, yeah.
Oh, phenomenal. We've been out there together, as a matter of fact, at the Haskins.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can drive from one corner of my district, and without stopping, it can take me almost 2 hours to get to the other corner. Without stopping, I can get to Dulles in 2 hours from here. You know? put that in perspective. You know? It's a great district. A lot of good people met over the years and really enjoyed working with them and helping them out.
Yeah, yeah.
The Western State Hospital, we just recently, you know, we're announcing a new $110 million project for a brand new mental health facility there, consolidating Virginia School for the Deaf and Blind here at Stanton, $75 million project, bringing construction jobs, but more importantly, a high-quality educational institution for deaf, blind, and multi-handicapped students for Virginia. and the Saving the Commonwealth Center for Children and Adolescents. Extraordinary achievement there. We were able to stave off those budget cuts to make sure that the safety net for children was preserved in Virginia. I can't believe it was actually even considered by the administration for closing, and we were able to stop that. So I feel real good about some of the things we've done here.
Absolutely. Who will run? I think when the news came out last week, there was some mention of somebody on Stanton City Council that would seek your seat. Is that right?
Yeah, Dickie Bell has put his name forward, and I'm gratified to see that. He is a 13-year member, I think, of City Council of Stanton. Genuinely awesome guy, great guy, nicest guy in the world. Special education teacher, so he knows public schools. Strong fiscal conservative, which we are going to need heading into the budget year we're going to have. It's going to be a very difficult budget. He can communicate back with local government, public schools, which are the front line in working with state government. And I've known him. I'm only 43, and I've known Dickie for about 35 years. So go back a long way, and I've known him in a context of he's always been around kids. He's always been helping out the community, and he's just one of those guys you would like to see in public office, and we're so lucky he serves. And a couple other names are being circulated, but I wouldn't want to rat them out on television right now before they publicly forward themselves.
Yeah. We're talking with Chris Saxman, now a member of the Virginia House of Delegates until next January. We're honored to have him back on the program. Chris, before we let you go, can you comment on the statewide races going on this year? The nation is watching Virginia this year with our, especially our governor's race, Bob McDonnell versus Cree Deeds. And I know, of course, you support Bob McDonnell. Tell us why and why you think he's going to win.
Bob McDonnell is, to me, the epitome of a quality, competent public servant. Throughout his life, Bob's given back, but he has a level of competence that is widely respected throughout the Commonwealth. Republicans and Democrats know this. He will work with everyone to get the job done. I think he comes at it from a perspective of his experience in the military, his experience in law school, his experience as Attorney General, and I believe he was in the legislature for about a dozen years. When I was there as a freshman, one of the first guys to stand up and give policy talk on any issue was Bob McDonnell. He always spoke with great depth of knowledge and understanding from both sides as a true advocate would. And he just was able to get things done without offending anybody. And that's difficult in politics. But the one word that always comes back to me, Coy, so what do you think about Bob McDonnell? Which comes back to competent. The man is just competent, and he's a good guy. And I think he will do well as governor. I think he'll win. Nothing's ever done in politics, but I think he's got as good a shot as we've seen in a long time from our side of the aisle.
Chris Saxman, a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, involved in other pursuits, especially schoolchoiceva.com, which, Chris, we want to thank you for your service to Virginia, and that will continue. And I applaud your efforts. I'm personally speaking for no one but myself. I'm a big fan of your efforts with schoolchoiceva.com, and we hope we realize at least some of the vision there that would affect so many families across Virginia in a positive way. And it's always good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Coy, it's a pleasure. And while I'm leaving the house, I'm not leaving the arena. And I look forward to seeing you in the future and wish you nothing but the greatest success.
Chris Saxman, and you can check out his website as long as it's up, delegatesaxman.com. Chris, not seeking re-election to the Virginia House of Delegates, but will be involved in many activities here in Virginia, and we haven't heard the last of Chris, and I recommend that everybody check out the website, schoolchoiceva.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.